Hello, and welcome to the second of three episodes addressing how to achieve more patient-centric care through same-day discharge for patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention, brought to you by Terumo Interventional Systems. My name is Sue Saville. I'm an independent health communications specialist, and I'm delighted to be joined again by two leading interventional cardiologists, Dr. Salvatore Brugaletta, who's in Barcelona, Spain, and Dr. Matthias Brandt in Salzburg, Austria. It's great to have you back with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thinking about changing any system and some resistance it might create, how then do you gain buy-in and enhance multidisciplinary collaboration? Dr. Brandt, what would you say?
I did a master's thesis on change management, and I was looking at theories and complex structures for change management in the medical sector. And I think it's a rather peculiar situation because we are so much driven by technical advances that you would think that actually the medical business, medical specialists would be the most seasoned specialists to implement new interventions, new procedures, new technologies. And that's just not true, actually. It's one of the problems around resistance against same-day discharge clinics is that there is no real evidence-based procedure in place in most clinics to implement the new inventions and new modes of treatment. And therefore, what we found very helpful is, as one of the first steps, is to talk to other people where same-day discharge clinics are already running, talk to nurses, talk to doctors, talk to the patients, and have an idea what is going well, what is not going well. And I can just briefly report that from the side of the interventional cardiologists, they were not very popular because most of the people I've been talking to were saying, well, you know, the result is that I have to be at the cath lab table implanting stents and then writing discharge letters and then shaking hands with the patients where I should be at the cath lab table again. And at the end of the day, I'm doing work that should be doing by a junior house or officer as the interventional cardiologist. So one of the first things we try to address when setting up a constituent work group was how to allocate work processes so that the interventional people would not have to have additional work.
And is that familiar to you, Dr. Brugaletta? Did you encounter resistance or challenges in setting up the system?
Yeah, so personally, I have experienced it with the two points. So one, so is actually related with the interventional cardiologist, because so when you start, I mean, this program, so you know, some interventional cardiologists were reluctant, you know, to this kind of same-day discharge PCI, because they think that so it is safer that the patient stay at least one night in the hospital, and then it is discharged the day after, and then so you have to convince actually your same colleagues that this procedure can be done safer, so, and also, I mean, better, either for you, for the hospital, and even for the patient, no? And then, so the other resistance that I see, so is, for example, when I talk with other colleagues from other countries in Europe, and it is about actually administrators, no? Because there are countries with some problem with reimbursement, meaning that, well, if you do a PCI and the patient is discharged on the same day, so you don't get any reimbursement. So you need to have at least one night so inside the hospital, and then so you may discharge your patient. Otherwise, you are not getting, I mean, reimbursement for that procedure.
And that's a very important point, isn't it? The money behind it, where the incentives are for individual clinicians and indeed the healthcare system.
Yeah, because indeed here we are talking about something which is safe and also is cheaper for the hospital as well. And then so we have this no sense, I mean, statement, you know, from the payer that actually oblige the doctor and the hospital so to keep, I mean, the patient one night.
So how do you overcome that? It's interesting what you were saying, Dr. Brandt, about having studied change management, where there are hurdles like the financial imperatives to address. How do you persuade colleagues and the system that the new same-day discharge is viable and saves money?
Actually, you know, talking about reimbursement, this is a rather political subject. You would have to do a conference with reimbursing organizations, with the healthcare politics, and to find if there is room for changing the current reimbursement. I remember in the Cath PCI registry from the United States, they were reporting numbers of percentages of same-day discharge, and one of the greatest boosts for same-day discharge percentages was when they changed the 24-hour rule to reimburse procedures taking less than 24 hours at the same rate. And I think it may be the same in other European countries, or that may be what Dr. Brugaletta has experienced. Luckily, we have the situation that if we are discharging patients after a few hours, the cath lab procedure will be reimbursed just likewise. So there is no difference there.
What about the role of nurses in implementing same-day discharge? What strategies are there that might be effective to empower and support them, Dr. Brugaletta?
Yeah, and the role of nurses is very important, I mean, because the role of doctors, of course, is important because they do PCI, you know, and the PCI should be done, I mean, very properly, you know, for making the patient eligible for this same-day PCI discharge.
And so many patients do talk about that importance, don't they, of having a person that they can contact, someone they can talk to. So to have somebody almost holding their hand along the patient journey there sounds very, very important. Is that your experience too, Dr. Brandt?
Talk to your nurses, and the nurses are really, really important people. I spent, I think, 3 months doing expert interviews before we did the concept for the outpatient clinic, and I was blown away by the differentiated picture they have on the process, on the patients, on risk that may be present in this or that type of strategy. And I was actually very impressed, I must admit, that they were having such a professional and differentiated view on what we are doing. Looking at doing a qualitative study, we found that nurses have different concerns than doctors. Doctors rather tend to have the idea of legal liability. I'm the one discharging the patients. What would happen if the patient is dead on the next morning? Or I'm vouching for this procedure and for this type of treatment with my name. I'm the one who's putting his weight on the scale. And what if anything goes wrong? I would lose my credibility. And most of the nurses I've interviewed have not heard about same-day discharge as a concept at all, although it's on the market since, as I said, the late 1980s.
Very interesting. Very interesting to hear that it's been around for some 40 years even, and gradually it's gaining traction. And perhaps, are you sharing knowledge between you as interventional cardiologists across Europe?
Yes, exactly. So we always, I mean, share our practice with other colleagues. So especially, I mean, in medical congress. So we are always, I mean, all together, so discussing, so which is the best practice, not only, I mean, about the trials, studies, but also, tell me how you did this or you did that, no? And then so we share, so what we do, we replicate, because we can go also beyond our countries, no? For example, now we are with Matthias, we are in different countries, so our experience, and then so we learn from each other, no? And that is, I mean, the way that our profession works.
That's very good to hear. Well, thank you both very much indeed for those insights. In our final episode of this 3-episode podcast series, we're going to take your key insights into the benefits of same-day discharge and your top tips for overcoming any barriers. And it'd be very interesting to hear in the next episode about how patients are adapting to this new system. And for our audience, you can find all episodes on www.emjreviews.com. And we look forward to having you with us next time.